A few weeks ago, my husband and I were introduced to a new wildflower called Prince's Plume while participating in a work day at the Smoky Valley Ranch in Logan County in northwest Kansas. Our nature guide and crew boss pointed out the spiky yellow blooms as we were bouncing along toward some old fence rows that we were assigned to disassemble, loading the timber posts in a truck bed and wrangling the rusted barbed wire into the back of a pickup. We were told that the plants were native to the western U.S., specifically desert and plains areas. They like it hot and dry, and the yellow plumes can reach a height of 5 feet or more. We were also told they are a warning signal for soil that contains selenium, which can be hazardous if ingested by livestock and humans. Seems Prince's Plume will only grow where selenium is a part of the soil content. Consequently, if you crush the stems and leaves of the plant, it may repay you with an unpleasant odor. However, the blooms themselves are anything but unpleasant, as they bob and weave their yellow plumage, looking for all the world like a feathery plume on the turban of an Arabian prince. This member of the mustard family was not the only sight we saw during our day of work for a cause we believe in. We spent our morning clearing out eastern red cedars that had begun to move in on some of the 16,800 acres that make up a precious remnant of the vanishing shortgrass prairie landscape. It's estimated that more than 80% of original prairie in western Kansas has been altered or has disappeared altogether. Located north and west of the Chalk Pyramids, this working cattle ranch was acquired in 1999 by the Kansas chapter of the Nature Conservancy. It's bisected by the Smoky Hill River and is home to a variety of grasses and wildlife that are native to the 25 square miles it encompasses. More than 200 species of forbs, or herbaceous flowering plants, plus bison, prairie dogs, swift fox, jackrabbits, and mule deer are characteristic inhabitants of the ranch. They are joined by a variety of birds, including ferruginous hawks, golden eagles, burrowing owls, and mountain plovers. Though we were warned about watching for rattlesnakes on our outing, we settled for some toads and tiny lizards to round out our reptile count. We rested at noontime and gathered some information about the history and happenings of the area, including the Butterfield Overland Stage Line, General Custer's Day Camp, a Pawnee Indian campsite, and prehistoric bones and fossils that have been found on the ranch. At the end of our workday at Smoky Valley Ranch, we were weary, but felt our efforts had been worthwhile on many levels. To spend a day on native prairie, at times surrounded by chalk bluffs, and at other times walking through knee-high grasses, listening to wind songs and animal sounds, and knowing this protected area will be here for generations to come, was well worth our labors. And the discovery of Prince's Plume was an added plus, a colorful exclamation point to remember at the end of the day. If you'd like more information about this special place, I'll be glad to return your call or email. You can always contact me at High Plains Public Radio. And if you'd like to get a look at Prince's Plume, you can check the website at hppr.org.